The Cardinals hosting the Reds in a makeup game back from April 29th. Double bobblehead giveaway day. Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter. Brandon Finnegan on the hill for Cincinnati. Already 1-0 Cards in the bottom half of the first. Jed Jerko at the dish.
And he's about to walk his third unless he can get this pitch over to Jerko. And he does, and it's hammered. It is 3-0 St. Louis. He got every bit of that, driving it into the bleachers above the visitors' bullpen and left center field. 12th of the year for Jerko, and the Cardinals have put a three spot on the board here in the first inning.
3-1 Cardinals, bottom of the fourth. The pitch. And a ball hit in the left center. That's going to get down for a hit. Kivlahan will get it back in, but scoring from second is Paul DeJong. Tommy Pham comes up with the RBI single, and the Cardinals lead back to 3 at 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 delivery with a runner going. Swung on, hit in the air towards center. Back goes Kivlahan on the track, near the wall. That ball gone. Home run. Randall Grichuk with the monstrous home run here last night. It's a two-run homer here. Three-run inning. 6-1 Cardinals here in the fourth.
Wondering about the pitching matchups with the Brewers coming into town beginning tomorrow night. That breaking ball is strike three call. We'll tell you about them later. Three up, three down, middle of inning five. Cardinals in front 6-1 on the Cincinnati Bell Reds radio network. The pitch swung on, and instead it's just a routine fly to right. And Piscotty is on to make the catch, and the inning is over. Two hits, two left. 6-1 Cardinals on the Cincinnati Bell Reds radio network. Here's a pitch, and that's a ground ball, base hit to left, and it's 7-1. Hit batter, back-to-back hits, another run, and not a good day for Austin Bryce.
The Cardinals win their second in a row, taking it 8-2. Yadier Molina extends his hitting streak to 12 games. Michael Wacha the win, allowing one run in six frames, striking out five. Paul DeJong finishes with three hits and a run scored. The Reds have dropped 14 of 16. The Reds fall yet again. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
I thought he was good. You know, we've seen him, really good. I thought he had good downward plane. He had velocity, changeup, that hard slider cutter thing he throws, occasional curveball. We have a few guys in our lineup that hit him, but we weren't able to string anything together. But he looks like he's healthy and as good as he's ever been at this point.
If Finnegan's likely to miss his next start, would that make a DL stint likely, or would you guys try?
Well, if he has to miss a start, it's definitely a DL. We need some resources in the bullpen, and you can't. With our schedule, the way it lays out now, we don't have any more days off to really wiggle around and try to, maneuver the rotation. So to give him, give him maybe a couple extra days off or something like that, so we don't have that flexibility. So we'll see. We'll see what the doctors say. We're not going to jump to conclusions. However, usually when you have to remove a pitcher from a game due to injury, especially when it's an arm-related injury, you're not optimistic that they're going to make their next start. So I would say I can't say it's not going to happen, but I would say it's less likely, and I'll know more tomorrow.
Is there anyone down in AAA who would not be a candidate to come up and fill in for him if he misses a start?
There is, in my opinion. There's some candidates that aren't, but there's also some very good ones that are candidates, and I'll keep my opinions to myself. But, we all formulate our own opinions based on what we get out of our game reports, and we got some guys that are much more favorable than others at this point in time from what we're reading and what we're seeing.
Regardless of how Brandon feels tomorrow, will you guys probably have to go get a fresh arm just to help the bullpen?
It would make sense. It's not as easy to do without a DL, and we have hopefully have Cozart coming off in the next few days. So we're already going to be looking for a roster spot there. But, yeah, I think if it's certainly, this isn't something that we can sit and wait 3 or 4 or 5 days to see if it's there's going to be recovery or whatever. I think we're going to have to make a pretty quick decision on if the probability is Brandon will start again in his next spot, and if he's not, then we'll certainly would go down and find somebody to help our bullpen.
Brandon Finnegan takes the loss, allowing three runs in three frames. He talked to the media after.
Trying to throw through it. Thought I was just a little, fatigued, but that last pitch, and just didn't feel right. And Mez knew something was going on, so they wanted to take me out just for precautionary reasons. But honestly, things just really tight. I don't think it's anything too serious, but we'll find out tomorrow.
How did you first notice it?
I got like halfway through the third. I could feel it. Just didn't feel that way when it started the game or the second inning, and just didn't feel right. But first came back, I definitely didn't want to just come out like I did. But
it's a completely different injury than the other one.
Nothing at all to what it was before. Didn't feel anything in any of my rehab starts either. So that's a thing that's even more frustrating. Because all my rehab starts, I felt great, and came back, and I was hoping to, give us six good ones at least, and got taken short.
I know you haven't been injured much, but you don't think it's of the serious nature as we stand here right now?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just really, really tight, and just couldn't handle the workload right now, so. I think we'll find out tomorrow how serious it is, and praying for the best.
Do you think that you could make your next start?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I think it's something we caught at the right time, hopefully, and it's just a little bit tightness. They work it out in the training room and do the right exercises. I think I can make the next start. So hopefully, we'll see what tomorrow says and go from there.
What was it preventing you from being able to do?
I just couldn't get on top of many of my pitches. It's just something that something in my rehab starts. I never had any trouble throwing strikes, and today from the get-go, I was just really anxious. I wasn't trying to overdo anything. I was just trying to throw strikes, and I didn't do that in the first inning, but it got better as the game went on. And then there in the third, I just felt it. It wasn't a particular pitch. It just gradually, got worse. I think it was just telling me that it was really tight, and I'm hoping that's all it is. So we'll find out tomorrow, though.
Did the thought go through your mind, not again?
Definitely. I was sitting on the bench after the third, and I could feel it just sitting there. I was like, I think it's just, tired. I think it's just sore. And going out in the fifth inning, or the fourth inning, I was warming up, and I knew something wasn't right. And, in my head, of course, it's going to cross your mind. It's not how you want to come back, especially just after – missing 2 months, so it sucks.
Up next, the Reds begin a series at home against the Brewers on Tuesday.